we accept the love that we think we deserve.
Please come into a relationship already thinking and knowing that I want to serve this person. How am I going to bring value to this person's life, right?
Hey everyone, welcome to the I Do podcast. And I'm not sure if it has the I Do or I Do lang, basta with the I Do podcast with J-Port and my wife,
Viv Fernandez.
Yeah, so guys, I just want to thank you for joining every week. And this podcast is powered by Coffee Beans Manila. Every bag you buy, Coffee Beans Manila will donate 10% of the profits to Jeremiah Foundation, a shelter for sexually abused girls. It is founded by The Feast. So my name is J-Paul, and that's my wife again, Viv. So we're excited about this very killing episode. Let's talk about non-negotiables, or in other words, ano yung standards mo? I've seen a lot of girls, very beautiful girls, who, well, of course, you're the most beautiful of them. I've seen very beautiful girls who have broken their life because they lowered their standards for the wrong guy and destroyed their happiness. And so, yun. So, non-negotiables basically are like your standards or things are non-negotiable for you. I know, babe, you can explain this better.
Yeah, basically, it's what are you looking for? For a partner, right? Like, whether it's a guy or a girl you're looking for, non-negotiables are about like qualities or some things that you really are specifically looking for, because you know you're coming from a place where you know yourself. You know yourself, you know what you need, you know what you want, you know what you should do without. So these qualities you're looking for because you know yourself now. So before we go into actually writing down your non-negotiables, how can you know yourself?
Oh, I love it. I think, yeah, before you like write your non-negotiables, and it's just like some people copy like an exam paper. Oh, that's nice. Oh, what? I think there was an interview who asked you, Viv, what's your non-negotiables? And I will copy that. Like,
right. And I'm like, I don't think that's a good idea. I mean, we're very different people. I mean, you're coming from a place where in you have your own history. You have your own, upbringing and everything, and your own experiences. So coming from there.
Yeah. So for me, I guess before you really figure out your non-negotiables, it's really figuring out who you are first, what your values are, what your beliefs are, what are the things that really matter to you, and what kind of future do you want? Because you want somebody that will fit with the future that you want for your life. Because we don't, in a happy relationship, we want less friction as possible.
Yeah, I think people often think that relationships are so dramatic and that they need to be. Actually, they don't.
Yeah.
I mean, life is already dramatic and it's already hard, right? So it's best to find that relationship na suave, na hindi man perfect, but that's mature, that you know it has a really good and solid foundation, right? So yes, how do you get to know yourself? How do you know what you want, what you need, who you are?
Yeah. So I want to share my non-negotiables, because I'm going to show you, babe, this is not something I invented. This is 2013.
OMG, I didn't even know that you were. Okay, I see. Good job.
So your homework. I have my 5 non-negotiables. Beautiful. I want a strong woman. I never wanted a woman that's like a pushover, and loves Jesus. And I want somebody like a wife that can serve with me, like will go on a mission with me. I didn't know at that time I was going to be a feast builder or a Catholic lay preacher, but I just wanted to be somebody that partner with serve Jesus. So loves Jesus, but I mix with a girl that loves Jesus, but would not like arrange her life for ministry. So I wanted somebody who would arrange her life for a mission, stuff like that. And family oriented. So those are my five non-negotiables. I wanted a girl who would like sacrifice work for family outings.
How did you get, parang, if you're coming from a space that you know yourself, how did you get to the knowing yourself first, then being confident enough to write these non-negotiables?
I mean,
what was your process?
Because, like, for example, I noticed like I would always like have priorities. So if like there was a family thing would always be a priority. Yeah. And then ministry, I would sacrifice gimmicks for prayer meetings, for stuff like that, for church stuff, for Jesus. And those were my prayer. Those are the things that made me happy. And it's not because I'm better than somebody else. It's just like, these are the things that really made me happy. And that's why I wanted a girl who would like have a similar lifestyle with me. Somebody that would fit in. So
right. Yeah. I mean, that's really great. I think that you mentioned na, you know, na parang this is, you know, na yun nga, you're not better than anyone else, but this is what makes you happy.
Yeah.
And parang finding that, and I think it's sometimes difficult to really be honest with yourself. What makes you happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure there's still a lot of people who don't really know, parang have an identity, let's say, because they're probably too afraid to make to form their own identity because of what people might think. So, I mean, you said about you want to be in ministry, you could easily be judged just for saying that, right?
Yeah.
That you can be, oh wow, this holy, holy guy. But yeah, this is who you are, and this is what you wanted, and this is what you want. Exactly. That there's no double life. There is no, you know, like, not to say it to sound good, but this is exactly the life that you live, and this is what we see on a daily basis.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I think you knowing yourself, being honest with yourself, that like this is what makes me happy. This is who I am. It's a bit tough. Lalo na if you're easily influenced by friends or by people's opinions about yourself, about you. It's, diba? Have you encountered people na who just don't have that strong sense of identity?
A lot of people are like that. And
is it a common thing in the 20s that people just go through this?
I think even like, for example, a lot of people put pressure on their children when they're old. It's because they're pressured by other people wanting to please other people. And a lot of people operate on the mindset that, oh, it should be like according to what other people think. And you know what? As we've both realized in life that people really don't care. People always have a comment whether you do the right thing or wrong thing according to their eyes. But people are just so self-absorbed. They're always really majority really thinking about their life, their story, what matters to them. So yeah, that doesn't really matter. You have to find your truth. And focus on those values and find somebody that will just gel with your values.
Yeah, you know, for sure. Mine, I felt really weird when I came to realize that I wanted to really be in ministry. Like, I wanted my life to be that. And I don't know if it, just because I was influenced by like seventh heaven or something, but growing up, for sure, it might have done something to my subconscious, right? To influence me. But I mean, that's what I wanted for sure. Like, when I was in college, I was thinking about my future, what kind of life do I picture out for myself, right? And it's hard to allow yourself to be who you want to be. I think that's probably the first step.
Mm-hmm.
And when I took that journey, I wasn't really sure. I was very unsure of myself in every decision I made, for sure. But what I did was actually the process of elimination. Like, I knew, but I started with the things I didn't like, things that really didn't interest me. And I was honest with myself, not interested in that. And that thing, I mean, I first thing to admit to myself, like, I was just an introvert. I don't like parties. I don't like big events. I don't like, you know, crowded spaces. Like, I just wanted, I was very happy being alone by myself, reading a book, you know, whatever. And yun, first thing, getting to know myself like that. And yeah, probably it was weird. Still am, but yun eh. But I started with being comfortable with my weirdness or my quirks. And alam ko na, I wouldn't want an extrovert, totally extroverted guy to be my partner, because that's not me. That would tire me out, right? That would really be a burden for me.
Yeah.
But so maybe other people might think it's weird that we're both totally introverted and we basically, you know, can be in two different rooms and be totally happy. But again, it's admitting to yourself what you want, what you don't want. What is it that you're comfortable with and that brings you joy? Yeah. So I created my non-negotiables after that fact that I got to know myself a little bit more. And mine was, okay, it's a long list. So maybe because I'm a girl, it's really normal to have a very long list of these things. But I remember this was around 2011 or something that I wrote this down. Like, first was what? Like, oh yeah, totally a man for God. I wanted a preacher. I don't know why, because I just wanted that. Like, you knew world that I wanted to be in. So that, panganay, because I'm bunso. And I just knew that, you know, it would be nice to have that parang difference between the two of us. And there are some things that I am very, that are good about me being the bunso. And there are a lot of great things about you being the eldest, the panganay.
I guess so.
So, and I knew that I could learn from that. And next would be, oh yeah, totally over vices, over your old kind of life, your old ways. And I really wanted that because I knew na parang it's okay that, you know, someone had these vices or whatever, but I wanted someone na tapos na dun, mature enough na to not need those things to make him happy, right? And then next would be, actually I wrote down, hindi naman kailangan mayaman, but someone who just loved what he was doing. Like, that's it. Like, really, and because I know, like, if you love what you're doing, you're gonna find success at it no matter what, because you just, that's it, you're happy, you love what you're doing, and that's, I want to be around someone like that. So that's you, obviously. What else did I write? Oh yeah, so meron ako parang bonus part na like creative, like, you know, because I wanted someone na may pagkaganon, kasi may pagkaganon ako, someone to relate with, yeah, that level, I guess. So yeah, those are my non-negotiables. I'm sure probably wrote a lot more.
And
well, yeah, not at first. I mean, there were some parts na hindi pa ikaw yun, but you grew into this person. I mean, you didn't know about my non-negotiables, right? But you did. You just, because I was watching you grow as a person.
Because we were friends, for those who are just new to this podcast.
Yeah, we were super good. I mean, that's, and when we realized that with each other, na parang, huh, pasok ka din. So, and you know what? It's not that you should have these non-negotiables, right? But it's really like a barometer of, na parang you know yourself, you know what you want, you know what you need.
You know, I think life is like being a bamboo. Like, you should be very flexible to what life brings. Life is hard. And you should be able to be flexible on a lot of things. But the non-negotiables lead you to the things that you're not gonna allow to be wronged. These are the things, yeah. These are your standards in life.
These are your principles, yeah. Your philosophy, let's say.
Yeah. Yes. So, like, for example, it doesn't matter whether you're tall or not, just to happen you're not tall, babe.
Very good.
So, you know, so happen that, you know, you're very mestiza. So for me, you're somebody who was beautiful. That was okay. But it just, you know, things worked out. And I guess a lot of people lower their standards because they have low self-worth. They feel that nobody's going to really love them.
Yeah, I think they're two kinds of, you know, may iba na parang super taas ng standard na parang wait lang. Wala talaga makaka-match up to that unless you're literally a prince or something. And then, yeah, there's another part where kahit sino na lang, as long as you manligo sa'yo. And that's also not good. So that's why we're encouraging this too, is really because, you know, as you know, as you kind of have this goal of setting up your non-negotiables, you're basically going through a journey where you get to know yourself and you build confidence in the person that you are, right? And I think that's very healthy, coming into a relationship and you know what you want, you know who you are. As somehow you have that confidence na, a sense of identity ka, that's very valuable.
Yeah.
You know, coming into a relationship because you know what you're gonna kind of allow to accept and receive in your life. And honestly, if you find, if let's say you're in a relationship, talagang hindi talaga, you know this person just does not share the same principles, philosophies, values, then by all means, you know, break it off. Because you know what you deserve, right?
You know, there's a quote from Burks of Being a Wallflower. And the book says, we accept the love that we think we deserve. And if you raise your standards knowing that you deserve the best kind of love, you'll only accept the person that will give you the best kind of love.
Yeah. I think, of course, that's so true. Siguro meron... Meron din part where maturity comes in, kind of. Like, what is valuable? What is important? What is really, let's say, yun eh. But are you also mature enough to know what the important things are to look for or to expect, right? Yeah, I think it's... because, you know, of course, I've come across a lot of girls in the parang kailangan, he has to look like this. He has to look like a model or something. He doesn't have to. I mean,
that's a bonus.
That's a bonus. Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah, but it's, is that really your priority? Yeah.
And then the first for the guys, you expect your girl, you give unproportionately hard standards of beauty. A girl, she has to be payat, she has to be like this, like that. Then before you give number one, guys, be a millionaire. Are you a millionaire? Ask yourself, are you a multimillionaire? Are you sexy? You know, before you create those standards, the absurd standards for a girl, ask yourself first. Before you measure somebody in your relationship standards, are you worthy too? So it has to be a match.
Yeah. I mean, that's a brilliant concept. I remember thinking when I was writing my non-negotiables, like, okay, these are great. Like, this is the kind of guy I really want. But am I the kind of girl that this guy deserves? The guy that I want, right? So, it's a first step, of course, knowing what your standards are, what your non-negotiables are, but also working your way towards being that person who deserves this awesome person, right? I mean, when you do meet that person, you want to be in good shape. You want to be your best self.
Yeah.
Not fake, but really, someone who can serve this other person. That's what a relationship is.
Yeah.
It's constantly thinking about the other person. I mean, it's great. You receive love, you receive joy, you get affirmed. You get some of your needs met, sure, but please come into a relationship already thinking and knowing that I want to serve this person. How am I gonna bring value to this person's life, right?
Yeah. Well, that is just really, really beautiful. Yeah, so finding someone that deserves your love is finding your becoming someone that they deserve to.
Right. Exactly. I mean, it has to be fair. Plus, yeah, this is your relationship. It's a dance. I mean, you both have to put in the work even before you meet each other. So before mo palang ma-meet yung maging partner mo, work on yourself. Do your best. But also when you're in that relationship, do your best. When you're in that marriage, do your best. I mean, you're still growing. You're always going to. You constantly need to be growing.
That's right. So with that being said, my assignment for you guys, and hope, can you just tag us, or well, maybe don't want to post it publicly, send it to us privately through email or social media,
yeah,
or comment. Just like, what are your standards, and then what are your personal standards or values, and then what are your non-negotiables? Five non-negotiables that you're looking for with someone. In your relationship, malay mo, yung pakilala kami sa'yo. That, because you just work on that. And then if you focus, it will come true. Focus on what really matters, then it will come true. You deserve the best kind of love, and that person also deserves the best for you.
Yeah, and we wish the best for you. I mean, take this journey into growing yourself, loving yourself. And I'm sure one day, you know, when you do meet that person, you're going to start to build that amazing, awesome relationship. And we can't wait to journey with you. So send us your non-negotiables, your standards. If you have any questions, you know, feel free to hit us up. And yeah, we want to be connected.
Love it.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, my beloved wife. Yeah, so just thank you for joining the ID podcast, and yeah, please support Coffee Beans in Manila, and I hope you find your happiness, and you deserve the best kind of love, and your future spouse deserves also the best kind of love. May you all find your one true love. Thank you for joining, and God bless you, be safe, and send us a message.